All morning long, we've been talking about energy in one form or another, and here's more of the other. Audrey Knuth is a dance fiddler, which means playing a stand-up style of foot-stomping music for contra dances, events where the floor is packed with lines of revelers wanting that rhythm strong and steady all night long. She grew up in Hawaii, spends much of her performing time these days touring with guitarist and banjo player Larry Unger. They're coming to the Atherton studio this weekend. We talked with Audrey about the world of the dance fiddler.
I play mostly for what we call contra dance, and it's a tradition that's been around in the New England area for, you know, God knows how long.
Uh-huh.
And it got its revival in the 60s and 70s and had a huge, you know, became really big during that time and spread all over across the United States, including Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first place that I got introduced to it. And so it's a great type of dance that combines all genres of fiddle stuff. And so what's really great about it, yeah, is that anything goes, everything from bluegrass, old-timey, Irish, and traditional New England stuff, Quebecois music. And it's just great, you know, if you can dance to it, you can play, you know, you play it. And that's what's really great about it.
And this is, a lot of times, a solo fiddle can carry the whole dance rhythm and everything, right?
if they're desperate. No, absolutely. And, you know, barn dances down south, I believe my great-grandmother actually played for dances. And just, you know, you can get along with just playing the fiddle. And so, yeah, if they really need to, absolutely.
Playing the fiddle and stomping your foot, right?
Stomping my foot and giving a really strong beat. And that's another thing that's really great, important about dance stuff, is that you really have a nice, strong beat that you can just, you're like forced to tap your feet because, you know, it just sounds so great. You really have to dance and want to dance.
And now we get into the distinction between a fiddle and a violin, right?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone has their own opinion. About it.
I know you've been asked that question before a few times, right?
Oh gosh, yeah. So yeah, I use them interchangeably because I do play classical music, and I grew up playing classical, and I still do. And so I, you know, if I'm in the mood to call it the fiddle, and I play some old time tunes, I'll call it the fiddle. And if I'm playing my classical music, I call it my violin, but it's the exact
there
same
you go.
Instrument.
But, you know,
how many hairs I break, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly how many hairs you break on your bow, because the fiddle players have got to really dig in, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's embarrassing how often I get my bow rehaired.
But there's that. But fiddle is you could describe fiddle as a pretty aggressive approach to the instrument. Is that fair to say?
You could, however, you know, you have traditional Irish stuff that is the most melodic, beautiful thing that you can ever imagine,
mm-hmm.
You know, in County Clare, Ireland, and I wouldn't call that aggressive, but I would still say that's the fiddle. But definitely what I do is a little more on the aggressive side, but what I also like about it is being able to do that contrast and, you know, and mix things up. So,
sure.
But you're right. It's a safer term to say that it's a little more aggressive, but I'm sure people will argue that as well.
In your duo, your partner plays the banjo, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Larry Unger, he plays both the banjo and the guitar, and he'll do both of them really for dances.
What kind of material are you most at home? I mean, you do all kinds of stuff, but what do you think is your strongest suit?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It depends on my mood and depends on the time of the year, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I think is so great about contra dance music, is that I can get away with doing everything. Irish and I think old time are the two of my strongest that I like to focus on. But I'm right at home with French Canadian and tunes that are really, you only find them in New England as well.
It's a very regional style in a way. From you come from Quebec down through the sort of eastern seaboard, there's a very distinct style of music that is favored in that part of the world, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. It's got definitely a stronger downbeat because, again, yeah, it's definitely centric around dancing to it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to old-time music, if you go farther south, the downbeat can be a little mysterious.
Yes.
Where did that go? Where did that beat go?
Yeah.
And so, definitely, I err on the side of being able to, you know, again, danceability is kind of what I go for and I absolutely love doing.
Yeah, in the Northeast, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Yes, but again, it's nice to kind of mix that up. But definitely, you've got that strong beat and you've got the French Canadian dunk-gada-dunk-gada-dunk that you can also have. Uh-huh. That really drives the tunes as
sort
well.
Sort of a gavotte kind of a bounce to it.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, I'll agree with you there. Yeah.
How did a girl from Hawaii get involved? A nice girl like you get involved with all this?
Oh, geez, completely by accident. And it's absolutely wonderful. So I grew up doing a little bit of it. I was born in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area, and moved to Hawaii. And I discovered... Irish dancing. I went to Moanalua Middle School. There's a couple of girls, you know, dancing on the side, you know, doing this weird thing. I was like, what is that? Oh, my gosh, that's like river dance. That's so embarrassing to say that.
Don't
you know,
be.
Because that's such a cliche, you know.
Dance without moving your arms, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so I got into Irish dance in Hawaii. There was a school called Jigdis School of Irish Dance. And it's actually still an Irish dance school, and I think it's kind of transformed over the years. But got into that. I was like, oh, I play violin. I can play for Irish dance. And so I got my sheet music and played Irish Washerwoman, you know, pretty straight ahead. But through that, there's a couple of fiddlers on the island, especially Lisa Gomes. She plays Irish fiddle and plays
sure.
the bagpipe band. And she really took me under her wing and kind of showed me that there was more to it than just reading music. In fact, she said, don't read music. Whatever you do, don't read music. And, you know, really, and took me there, and through there, I met the contra dance community, and there's a band that plays every other Saturday called Whiskey Starship, and I got to play with them all throughout high school, and also the Irish group Celtic Waves. They were really inspiring and really got me, pushed me forward to really get into this kind of music.
Now it's taken you all over the place, huh?
It has. It's been wonderful. I moved to Boston, went to Berklee College of Music. I got my degree in recording engineering, actually, and so I could pretend to make a living doing music, I suppose. The scene is so amazing that you can't get away from it. And so I've been playing nonstop and traveling all over. It's just been a wonderful life, and I really like it.
Audrey Knuth, dance fiddler, and Larry Unger, guitarist and banjo player, will perform Saturday night at 7:30 in our Atherton studio. You can find out more about their concert at hprtwo.org.